I don't know.
Alright. I was thinking about the barnyard. You know, huh. The barnyard.
Barnyard.
Yes, I'm really wondering. You may not know much about many of these things, but a place where crops are grown.
Crops.
A little section. Sometimes people have a little section for some potatoes and a little section for something else. Can you think of anything that would be called a little bit of corn over here and a little bit of cotton?
Garden.
All right, a garden.
A garden
would be one description. Then sometimes they would have in a garden. You most times have a lot of different things. But people used to just have a little area where they have nothing but potatoes, and they would have a name for it, a little area, nothing but tobacco, and they said, that's my tobacco. All right. Now we want to talk about fences. You know, just fences that people use around their property. And I'm trying to think of if you can remember some of the different kinds of fences that you know about.
I don't know. Not many fences. Uh-huh. Wire fence.
Good.
Wood fence.
How would a wood fence be made?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about those fences that you'd see a lot sometimes around houses, even in the city, with little white boards sticking up, and it was a little, most times the fence was kind of low,
uh-huh.
And it had white boards, and the boards were sharp at the top.
What are they, what you call them? I don't know.
Can you remember the fence I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Right. Now, sometimes a fence would have a sharp wire across the top. It might be a regular fence, and it'd have a little piece of wire across the top that would stick you if you touched it or tried to get over it.
Barbed wire.
All right, good. And now sometimes people have fences that if the cattle touch it, if the horse tries to get out of the pasture and touches that fence, it's just one little line going around, but if he touches it, he'll get shocked and jump back, and therefore if he doesn't get out. Do you know about that fence? All right, let's get back to the inside of the house. I think we'll be happier in there. We know more about that than we do about the farm. What's, most times in our houses we have the dishes that we use every day in the kitchen or in the kitchen cabinet. Mm-hmm. But then somewhere else in the dining room, somewhere else we have some special things that we don't like to use every day.
Yeah.
And that is our what do we call that? Our
special comfort dishes.
All right. Do we have another name for it? Sometimes it used to be named from where it used to be made. The wow. Plates were so delicate, and they came from another country, and we called all of it by that name.
Well, some of them are Europe, some of them are Europe.
Um,